Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To another Wednesday Whisker review from your boys, the Buffalo Hat Pair. If you notice, we've been wearing the same shirt for the last month. Mind your business, because we're back with another one. If you want to listen to the other three that we just did, go back and check them out. There were the other three that we just uploaded right before this. And this week, we have Ardbeg Heavy Vapors. Now, this is a very interesting product. But before we get to that, Michael, you want to tell the people where I got it from?
Colonial Wine and Spirits.
Spirits.
Now, they're located in Orchard Park, technically, bordering West Seneca, right at the famous Five Corners intersection. If you don't know where that is, look up Tops, Moe's, and...
Welcome to Moe's and Lowe's.
Lowe's is there, and then Taffy's.
Taffy's is great.
Taffy's is right there, as well as the Delta Tonics. You can buy your wonderful products and then get a car wash. But head on over to their website and or download their app, and please use discount code BHH at checkout so that you can enjoy a nice little discount from us to you. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. But Derek, this Ardbeg is interesting because Ardbeg was the first scotch that you showed me years ago and said,
"Wee Beastie,
welcome to Pete." And you made me drink Wee Beastie, and then I looked at you and said, "Wow, Mother Earth just crawled into my mouth, and I feel like I just made out with Tafiti from Moana." So I'm excited for this one.
That was the first scotch I gave you?
No. That was the first scotch you showed me and made me try that was super peaty. Because I'm like, what do you mean there's a peat scale? And that, you know, branched
me out.
Did you
do Lagavulin 16 first?
That wasn't the first. No, that wasn't the first scotch that we had together.
Well, if you don't know, Ardbeg is located on the island of Isla. Jesus, we just did Isle of Skye last week. So now this week we're doing the island of Isla. Too many I's. We'll get through it. Ardbeg is located right next to two other distilleries. If you're familiar with the area, they are Laphroaig and Lagavulin. We like to say on the show that Lagavulin is kind of like the father of the group, and Ardbeg and Laphroaig are kind of like battling each other of who can be the most peaty and off-putting whiskey. Just kidding, because we love the peat. But it definitely seems like Ardbeg is trying to go for the whole, how peaty can we make this before we just completely burn everybody's taste buds out and we just kind of continue running with it. I feel like this is some of their limited edition options, which this is. This came in at $99. It was on sale at Colonial Wine and Spirits. Originally, it's $139.99, and I've seen it at other liquor stores upwards of $200. So I can't really tell you how much it will be at your liquor store. I just know that I got it for a great deal, and if you want great deals, go to Colonial Wine and Spirits. We don't just say that because they're a sponsor of the show. We say it because they actually do have really good prices. So label branding, we'll get to it, but also should point out, this is 50 ppm. So last week it was 18. This one is 50. Lagavulin, Laphroaig, regular Ardbeg generally are around like 28 to 32. This one is 50. 50.
I heard.
Not 15.
I'm in last week's. Oh. And then I wrote 50.
Yeah. Well, last week was 18.
Oh, 18. Not 15. Sorry.
So label branding. I mean, this is a sick bottle or a sick box.
Sick box. It looks like a 90 cartoon. And then you keep looking at it and then you realize, oh, it's not. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do they even have... Check that out. Check that out.
And they have a dog going into thing right there or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
But very, I mean, different.
Very, very like...
Artsy.
Artsy, yes.
Anime.
Let's open it up. So we were talking last week about the opening experience. We've already opened this. We have enjoyed this. But if you notice, this is what we're talking about, too. You fold back these flaps, then you have this other thing that you have to... Hello? Other thing you have to pull out. Never pull out. But this is where the bottle is. Bottle is not as artsy, but still carries over some of the theme, which I like. Because that means to me that they did not just put all of their eggs in one box. They actually did the same thing with the back here and kind of continued it throughout the bottle too, which I give them a lot of credit for. I do love the green bottles. Green bottles do matter, and that is definitely more like an Lagavulin, Lafroy, and Ardbeg thing where they have the green bottles. I love this. This is going to get even a higher rating than last week, which I'm going to say is an A++ check.
A++ check. I agree. Real cork? Of course it is.
Of course. Scotland doesn't mess around, bro.
Pour out.
So I will say, I do remember this from last time, and it is very, very light.
Good.
Look at that. This also has no age statement on it, so I'm not sure how old this is. You can make your assumptions for a $100. If you spent $100 on a whiskey and it's only 3 years, are you mad?
Great question.
Thanks.
Not mad, curious, and if it doesn't live up, I'm furious.
A lot of ESs going on over here.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I definitely am like, the taste of the whiskey is what matters.
Mm-hmm.
But if it tastes bad and it's young, then I'm like, you guys suck. I'm never buying from you again.
Nose.
It has to be 3 years, though, because it's made in Scotland, just so you know. So it's at least 3 years old.
Of course I read the bylaws. I wrote the bylaws.
Correct. Actually, no. So this is very peaty.
I'm literally just getting peat. I'm getting nothing else on the nose except for a little bit of like aspartame. No, I'm just kidding. There's almost nothing to this. It looks like I'm drinking water and or vodka.
Yeah, this is a very light...
Hey. Dude, this literally looks like potato vodka from Lviv, Ukraine.
Isn't it Lviv?
No.
Anyway,
this is like...
You're kind of getting a little bit of a rubbing alcohol, too.
Well, which yeah. Is not, look how clear it is, dude.
It is rubbing alcohol.
This is the hearts and the tails, friend.
That's what it does taste like, actually. It's a little bit too much of the tails. Where you're getting almost that vegetal smell,
Here's
too.
Here's the tails. All right, so...
So definitely a lot of peat.
Nose...
Band-aid.
Yeah, I see. There's nothing to this.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing to this nose. It's not dimensional.
I think it is.
You think this is over a C rating?
Yeah, because you're getting a lot of peat. You're getting a lot of, like, the... It's not...
Derek.
It's what?
Derek.
I like this stuff. You have to understand this. I
do too,
this.
But there's no... This is so one-dimensional.
You're getting the vegetal, like the wet grass, the wet barley nose to it. You're getting the band-aid.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
getting the iodine note to it. That's kind of like that weird medicinal type note.
Okay.
And then you're getting some of the peat. No, I'm going to go B.
All right, B minus.
B check.
B check?
B check. B minus. B minus, because that's a compromise. I don't mind this, though. You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, there's almost nothing to it. Like, it's very...
Roll it on your nose. Put it in your hand. Rub it together. Take off the paint on your ring.
I'm doing all the things. I just...
Oh, dude. Jesus Christ. Do that. Rub it. This smells like a freaking haystack.
First of all, he has nothing to do with it.
Oh, you guys.
Wow, there it is. Oh, yeeks.
This smells like a cornfield now, doesn't it? Not a cornfield, but like a hayfield.
I'm going to rub it into my skin, brother. Ooh, yeah. It's clean in my hands.
Yeah, I'd bathe in this for sure. B check, fair?
All right, B check.
B check.
I agree.
I agree.
Initial taste. Yeah, I'm getting the tails. Definitely getting the tails. I'm getting a lot of sugar.
Very tailsy product, isn't it?
I'm getting a lot of sugar. You get a touch of peat, but it's not bad. It's actually cleaner than you think. Does that make sense? It's cleaner than you think. You know, this is made by the sea.
I don't know. It doesn't tell me 97 times on the box.
It doesn't, but it's still Scotland. Yes. So, made by the sea.
And they call the Atlantic Ocean the sea. I agree. I agree. It's very, very fresh. It is a little... it is very smoky, and it is very peaty. I mean, we have to say that off the bat. It is a 50 ppm product. They don't peat their stuff anymore. They outsource all of their peating of the barley to Port Ellen. So if you are really into the Isla Scotch world, you know that they, some distilleries still peat their stuff. Lafroy peats a very little part of it. And I believe Brooklady peats all their stuff still. Or Bunahabhain does. I forgot which one. But this is 50 ppm. It tastes like 50 ppm because it tastes like a peat bog. It really does. It tastes fungally. Do you agree?
I do agree. I'm really trying to figure out where to rate this initial taste. I'm in the B's for the initial taste. I will say that. I'm not in the C's, but I'm in the B's.
Okay.
To me...
It tastes medicinal again.
Yeah, but Lagavulin for me is just like where I want to live.
Yeah. I mean, Lagavulin is a great option. And again, I feel like that shows through. Lagavulin to me always comes off as full-bodied and mature, whereas Ardbeg and some Lafroigs come off as very... young but peaty, which to me is a very immature presentation of a scotch. Again, to me, I'm sorry if I offend some people out there that love this stuff. And I'm not saying I don't love it. It's just Lagavulin is a very well-rounded package where this is kind of like punching in different directions, but nothing's in the middle.
There's no combo. Yeah. It's just I'll throw a jab, but there's no, you know, jab cross hook, like whatever. So to use a metaphor, the initial taste for me, I'm at a B.
Flat B.
Yeah, flat B.
I'll agree with that.
I agree. With the ending note, what I will say, and the one thing that I did pick up that I did like is a pear skin.
Okay.
And it's very faint, but for me, I had to kind of navigate a lot of the initial taste, get that out of the way, and then when I actually was able to enjoy the ending note, I had to chew it a little bit, but I was able to pick up a little bit of pear. That's the only thing that I can add to it. Otherwise, the peat travels all the way through. The smoke goes all the way through. It doesn't taste like a typical 92 strength whiskey. It's very clean and it's very easy to drink. This is a dangerous option. Honestly, this is something if you poured 6 ounces and just didn't even realize, oh, wow, it's a heavy pour, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like, it. Oh, okay. Like, now I'm just going to, you know, sit here for a little bit. Like, whatever. I do like this. I really do like this. I don't think that it's off-putting in any means. I definitely wouldn't drive after, drinking a lot of this. But I mean, any note for me, I'm at a B+. I'm not in the A's. Pretty much anywhere. I feel like it's just too thin. If it was more dimensional or thicker, I feel like it'd be a bit more of a rating, but I'm, you know.
B plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
B plus, fine.
B plus, yeah.
Now, final rating, Derek, give me that countdown, because this is, you know,
this is a difficult one to rate.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, for review number 217, this is kind of testing us.
3, 2, 1, 84. 80.
Yeah, 82. Yeah. That's fair. It really is. Would you have this in your collection?
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
yeah.
Me as well. I really do think it's worth the squeeze. I would not spend 140 on this. I wouldn't spend north of 140 on this. I would spend 100.
I wouldn't spend anything more than that. I really wouldn't. I would try to find it on some sort of a sale or barter, you know, give them some coins or something. I don't know, trades. I just, yeah, some furs.
I feel like Ardbeg with these like limited releases, because they do a lot of these limited releases where they release just like small batches of either heavily peated stuff or something along those lines.
Yeah.
This is definitely more for like the Ardbeg and Smoke fanboy, where you're purchasing it because of the like limited product that it is, because they're probably not going to release this every year. This is one of those that they're just going to put it out there to like all these Ardbeg fanboys and then go from there. Their regular product isn't this expensive, because I feel like their regular product is more in line with what they do cost, which is around that, I think, $70 mark normally for Ardbeg, and that's appropriate. I do think $100 is a good deal for this, because it is one of those that you're probably not going to try at a bar, because most people won't have this. But I, to your point, again, I don't think this is over $100. I don't think that even Colonial having this on sale for $99 is a good job for them, because if this was listed at $134, I would not have bought this.
I also wonder why they discounted it the way that they did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Worth having. You know, excited. But 217. Down.
I'm going to tell you, this is probably going to be at this level for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw this in a glass every once in a while, but this is not an everyday drinker.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah! Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's Wednesday Whiskey Review of Ardbeg Heavy Vapors. If you enjoyed this, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. It helps us grow. And if you did drink with us, we always recommend you do, but we also recommend you drink responsibly, good person. And, Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.